The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Thank you. Hello, here's another My Music with the cast unchanged. Nobody off sick, nobody fired, as yet. David Franklin and Frank Muir competing in musical knowledge against Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. And we begin, as usual, with a simple round of What Is It and By Whom? The composers all begin this week with the letter B. David Franklin.
Say the composer's name this week was R.K. for Rimsky-Korsakov.
No, it starts with B.
Oh, yes, B.
You must
B
say a good rip-roaring start to a programme, then.
B for Borodin.
Yes.
And it's the Polovtsin dances from Prince Igor.
You're right, Borodin. Polovtsin dance from Prince Igor, I would have called it. It was borrowed in 1950 for the show.
Would you call him Prince Igor or Prince Igor or Prince Igor or Prince Igor?
I'm too proud of having said Polovtsin right to worry about to worry about the prince's name. You have two marks, David Franklin, and here's some music for Dennis Norden.
I'm just crossing off Burt Bacharach. It's Brahms, we think.
No, you were nearer to it with Burt Bacharach, oddly enough.
All right, Burt Bacharach.
No. Just part of him.
Not Burt. There isn't a classical composer called Burt.
Schubert.
I was nearer with Burt.
You, neither of you know, I think, do you?
Well, it's Hungarian something or other, isn't it?
Yes, Hungarian, what's it sound like, a waltz?
It's a march.
March, Hungarian march, that's right, or march, yes. Hongroise, from...
Berlioz.
Yes, Berlioz. That's right, there's another march. From the... Go on, say it.
I'm not going to say damnation. Damnation of Faust.
Damnation of Faust, yes. There's two marks for you, and music for Ian.
When I was young, there was a famous cartoonist in Punch called Bateman, which I'm sure some of the listeners will remember, who did these drawings of the man who missed the ball on the first tee at St. Andrews, or the guardsman who dropped it. And I'm very happy not to be the member of this panel who did not know that that was Sheep May Safely Graze by Bach.
Another composer, beginning with B, this time Frank Muir's turn.
It's Carmen to the Garden Maud.
We had a brief discussion here, and the majority of our committee think that it's Bizet.
Yes.
Majority of our committee by weight is Bizet.
Lise, not that he'd have recognised that version by Love Sculpture. And the title?
L'Alésienne.
L'Alésienne Suite, yes. The Farandole from L'Alésienne Suite. All right, you've got two marks there. Questions about music, musical instruments and musical people. Two marks available. David, who composed the Coffee Cantata and what, please, is it about?
Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes, that's right. And what was it about?
Well, a daughter is mad keen about coffee, yes. And father tells her to give it up, and she says she won't.
Yes.
And he says she will, and that's an aria, and she says she won't, that's another aria.
Exactly.
And it goes on.
Yes, quite. It's about the contemporary craze for coffee, as you say. By Bach, two marks there. Dennis, very different kind of question for you, but still musical. Who had a Gramercy 5, who had a dozen, and who had chips?
These are bands.
Yes.
Gramercy 5 was Artie Shaw.
That's right.
Now, what were the others?
A dozen and chips. Who had a dozen?
Kenny Baker's dozen,
that's right. And chips. You can work this out, actually, from the name.
Is it Woody Herman?
Yes, Woody Herman's four chips, that's right. Mm-hmm. Jolly good, you've got all three right. You've got two marks for that. Ian, what in the first place, was a hornpipe?
I always thought it was a sailor's dance.
Yeah, it was in the second place. What does it even sound like, a hornpipe?
Well, it sounds like a horn.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong. It was a pipe.
Hmm? Could have been a horn made of pipe or a pipe made of horn, you see, and you just came down the wrong side.
Yes. Yes, it makes a horrible noise when you come down the wrong side.
Can I give you any, really? A wooden reed pipe with a bell, that's the part that opens out at the end, made from an animal horn, now obsolete. Frank, could one play simultaneously a choclo, a cornet, and a sonatina?
Sonatina is a small sonnet, isn't it?
Sonatina, S-O-N-A.
Small sonata.
Sonatina, yes, that's right.
So you could play that, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You could play a cornet with one hand. Sonatina is a piece of music, so you don't need a hand for that. Leaving you with... And if you can play a cicolo through the ear, the nose, or any other convenient orifice, if it's a wind instrument, we're home and dry.
About dry, we're home. The answer, as you so rightly say, is one could play all three simultaneously. A sonatina is a small sonata. A cornet can be played with one hand, like the right hand. A choclo is a Latin percussion instrument, rice in a cylinder, which you shake and make a sort of shushing noise. So you were right.
Is this frequently done?
No. There aren't many sonatinas for choclo and cornet, actually. Music sets the scene. One might say that Sibelius put Finland on the musical map. Might you say that, Dennis?
Well, I haven't been known to say it.
For two marks, which country was made famous musically, or at any rate immortalised, by David Franklin, Bartok?
Oh, Hungary.
Yes, for two marks, Bartok equals, so to speak, Hungary. Dennis, Chopin.
Chopin, country. Chopin. Polonaise. Poland.
Yes, Poland for two marks. Ian Wallace, Smetana.
Bohemia.
Yes, Bohemia is right for two marks. And Frank Muir, Villa-Lobos.
Cheltenham. We think so. Maybe withdraw that suggestion in which we've lost confidence. May we try South
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes, in our group, yes, Brazil would be right for two marks. Songs from the shows. Just the name of the composer, please, for one mark, and the name of the show for another. David, composer and show.
When we are married,
why, what will you do?
I'll be as sweet as I can be to you.
Is this Lionel Monckton?
No. You might get the show. I think the name of the composer is very, very difficult.
Didn't we are married.
Well, I'll tell you the composer and you tell me the show. Gustav Kerker, 1857 to 1923.
Kerker.
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 K-E-R-K-E-R.
Well, no, I'd rather have the name of the show. And then I'll give you the name of the composer. Who...
I know you would. We'll call a halt at this point, David. The show was The Belle of New York.
Oh, it's possible.
From which came When We Are Married, that tune. So I can't give you any marks there. Dennis, here's yours.
One alone to be my own. I alone to know her caresses. One to on my worshipping soul possesses.
It's Desert Song.
Yes.
Romberg.
Yes. And sung by, of course, the absolutely unmistakable voice of Ted
Hubbard. Hubbard.
Yes, I didn't ask that. You've got two marks, one for the show, one for the composer. Ian's turn.
There are times I almost think I am not sure of what I absolutely know. Very often find confusion in conclusion I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts that as a student I have started to procure. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain I was sure.
The lady in the front row of the audience did a beautiful mime which made all clear. It is from The King and I,
yes,
by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
What did she do, the lady in the front?
Well, she indicated the part of the world that this took place by doing a beautiful gesture that looked like a hat of that period.
Siamese.
That's what I assumed she was doing, and it was
Siamese
very helpful.
Hat. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Two marks there.
See, what she actually said was, your wig is slipping.
Frank's turn.
And he's the lash that gathers and gash their muzzles, till all that was left of them was a lot of jigsaw puzzles.
Show and the composer, please.
Composer was Cole Porter.
That's right.
The show.
It's a difficult one. Can I give you the first letter or something?
Yes.
N.
Nymph Errant.
Maid of the Mountains.
You've got it, Nymph Errant.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said M.
Now we test your knowledge of opera. David, in which opera by which composer do you find a 4th century monk converting a courtesan but losing his own soul in the process?
I do know this. Keep the conversation going.
You want to meditate, do you? A little meditation.
Yes, it's... Thank you.
Yes.
It's Thais.
Yes.
By Massenet.
By Massenet. There's your two marks. Thank you very much, David. Dennis, you know Madame Butterfly?
Well...
Just good friends.
I want to know, please, what is her name and what's the name of her maid?
Her name is Cho Cho San.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was an Olympian effort which has exhausted me. Would you know her maid's name? Do you, not right. Heidi or anything like that.
No, it's nothing like that.
Sayonara. That's a Japanese
Sayonara,
word.
Japanese, goodbye. No, Suzuki.
Suzuki.
Suzuki, too late. Anyway, you have one mark out of two there. Ian, in your turn, who composed Hugh the Drover? And what was its alternative title?
It was composed by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Mm-hmm. I don't know its alternative title.
Well, it sounds impossible to me. Love in the Stocks.
Difficult.
You have one mark out of two. We hasten on. Frank, a hunchback jester is given the sack, and an honest assassin feels he must kill somebody to earn his fee. What are their names? It'll take David a long time to write them down.
Rigoletto. Rigoletto and Spermaceti. It's a whale.
Sparafucile.
Yeah, I can't improve on that.
Sparafucile.
Yes.
Rigoletto, sparafucile.
Ask silly questions, you get silly answers. That's quite right. Music for singing, too. Graham Daly and Bernard Chin do the playing. 3 marks for picking up the song correctly where they leave off. David.
In the stores, there was what?
Cheese.
Such a lot of what? In the Sergeant Quartermaster's stores. My eyes are dim, I cannot see. My tempo, please. With me, I have not brought my specs cadenza wig.
Marks for David. How many, I wonder, for Dennis?
As soft and as sweet as...
Oh, I never do that.
As a nursery...
Loosen your clothing.
I'm positively disarranged.
The girl I call my own will have satins and laces and smell of cologne.
I don't know if you've ever been to Cologne.
Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there. Instead of sitting,
knitting,
she'll be knitting.
Oh, very well.
Woolly socks for her aunt in Thames Ditton.
The rugby players will recognise that as a cleaned-up version of the dirty version. So like J.M. Barry, the girl that I marry will be no cadenza.
And a rip-roarer now for Ian Wallace.
When loyalty no harm meant, a zealous high churchman was I, and so I got preferment. To teach my flock I never missed, kings were by God appointed. And damn to those that dare resist or touch the Lord's anointed. And this is law that I'll maintain until my dying day, sir, that whatsoever king shall reign, I'll be the Vicar of Bray, sir.
Yes, indeed. And Frank Muir's.
Brother told me, son. My mother was a bass baritone. My mother told me, son. A woman's a two-faced. She give you the big eye. And when the two faces die.
Remarks. Anybody as musically informed as yourselves, gentlemen, will not only be able to identify operas and operettas, you'll also have a pretty good idea of where and when they were first performed. So it's premiere time. A mark then for where the first performance took place, and the second mark for, within 2 years either way, when. David, The Merry Widow.
Vienna.
1 mark.
1905.
Dead right. 2 marks. And 2 years later at Daly's Theatre in London. Dennis Norden, Carmen.
Bizet, French. Paris.
1 mark.
And the year?
About 1889.
1889, about June the 3rd.
It's about 7:15 at 2 a.m. I can't give it to you. It was earlier than that, 1875. You have one mark out of two. Ian, Don Giovanni.
Vienna.
No, no, a little more, a little unusual, perhaps. I've actually seen the place where this premiere took place.
It was
very near Wenceslas Square, I might tell you.
Prague.
Yes, Prague. Oh, sure, give him half a mark for that out of one. I gave it to you, really. Yes,
and
Prague,
it's,
half a mark.
1780.
Yes, something.
Four.
I'm going to give you that because it's such a long time ago. It's three off, 1787, but very good for your other marks. So 1.5 marks. Frank, The Girl of the Golden West.
Ameriki.
Yes, so?
Presumably New York.
Yes, one mark. The year?
1908.
Two away, 1910. You get your marks. Good. Next round. One of the films that I personally will never forget is The Great Waltz, in which Johann Strauss went for a drive in the Vienna woods. There have been many films purporting to be the biographies of famous composers, and we want to see now how you remember them. First of all, listen to this, David, and then the question. Please, David, the name of the film, the name of the musician whose life story it told, and for your third mark, the name of the film star who played the title role.
And you shall have them all.
Good, good.
You have only to ask.
I did.
Glenn Miller's story.
Yes.
Which, strange enough, told the story of Glenn Miller.
Yes, yes.
And it was played, the part was played by James Stewart.
Thank you for your...
And although Frank told me all those, I actually knew them.
Because you don't go to the pictures, but you do have a television set. Dennis, film composer and star, please.
Chopin.
Yes.
A Song to Remember with Cornel Wilde.
That's right. That's your third mark. Ian, another one for you. People are saying, Sissy, Sissy.
Yes,
Sissy.
I know, yeah, but it's very kind of them, but we both knew that that was Liszt.
Yes, that is.
And Dirk Bogarde.
Yes.
What else do you want to know?
Yeah, the name of the film.
It was Song Without End.
That's it.
Well
Song
done.
Without End comes your partner, yes.
The other possible title would have been We've Got Him on the List. Oh, dear.
And here's the final question for Frank Muir.
Rhapsody in Blue, getting some steam there, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
The life story of George Gershwin.
Yes. And the star.
I've never seen him since. It's Robert Alder.
Robert Alder, ALDA, is right for three marks. And that, I'm afraid, is the end of this week's My Music. It's a victory by two marks for David Franklin and Frank Burr. Good night.
In My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. A questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.